I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. I will surf in waves a little over my head, but not bigger. So when I see dudes hurtling down huge waves that are an apartment building overhead, my stomach kind of drops. That's what they're up to right now in Nazaré, Portugal, at the World Surf League's Big Wave Awards. Sebastian Steutner is a professional big wave surfer, and if you've seen the viral video clip of a surfer taking on one of Nazaré's 60-foot swells this week, well, that's Sebastian.
It was on Tuesday, first big day of the season, which was really fun.
That was about 60 feet. Nazaré has had 100-foot waves. Today, I hear it's kind of choppy and flattened out, if 20 feet is considered flat. Are you surfing today?
yeah, we're just about to jump back into the water. And yeah, 20 feet isn't really considered big here, which is kind of strange compared to everywhere else in the world.
Yeah, so I hear there is a unique floor to the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Nazaré that kind of creates these waves. Can you explain what's going on in this one particular part of the world?
It's an underwater canyon that starts in the middle of the Atlantic and gets more shallow and more narrow as it turns into Praia da Norte, and the waves kind of get stuck in that channel. So if you have big waves in Hawaii, you have one dominant force, one swell that brings the wave, and here you could have four or five different storms or just one little storm that just gets pushed into that canyon and reaches the highest sides because of that.
It sounds like it's almost like a funnel, and the pressure just grows and grows the closer the wave gets to the shore.
Yeah, that's it.
How fast are you moving when you're shooting down the face of the wave?
You're moving at about 40, 50 miles an hour. You have to deal with chops. You have to deal with the waves behind you because there's no channel. You have to set your line. You're constantly checking your line, constantly checking the wave. And it's a very challenging wave because it shifts a lot as you're already on the wave. So it's pretty unpredictable. You're going so fast that every chop that hits your board wants to buck you off your board, and it's really intense.
And when you say you're looking at your line, you're looking kind of like the way forward, like which way you're going to go.
Yeah, you're looking ahead of you on the wave to check which way you're going to go, what the wave is going to do.
And forget swimming through the break. You're towed out by a jet ski, right?
Yeah, you can't match the speed of the wave by paddling, because at 50 miles or 40 miles an hour, you're not able to physically paddle yourself into it.
The photographs we've been seeing from Nazaré often feature this old stone fort on a hill where the spectators watch the surfers. When you're shooting down the face of a 60-foot wave, do you ever notice anything in front of you on the shore?
If you would notice the people on the cliff, you'd be pretty close to it, and you'd be right in front of the rock, so it'd be the worst thing you want to see. I've never seen them surfing, and I don't ever want to see the spectators surfing.
Sebastian, you grew up in Germany, not a lot of waves there. How'd you get into big wave surfing?
I grew up in a little town in the south of Germany called Nuremberg, and it doesn't have any waves. There's no ocean, only lakes. Started windsurfing when I was young and decided to move to Hawaii when I was 13 years old. And when I was 16, became a professional windsurfer. Then met a local Hawaiian family that were legends in the sport of big wave surfing, and fell in love with the big waves. And it's been a passion since I was a little kid. I've loved the water. It's just, for me, the perfectly fitting and most natural sport to do.
So you're headed back out into the surf today. Is 20-foot surf kind of a letdown, or are you still going to have fun?
No, I have fun surfing 2-foot waves, 4-foot waves, 20-foot waves, 60-foot waves. I don't care how big the waves are or how small. And it's going to be fun for sure.
Right on. Professional surfer Sebastian Steutner, he's been speaking with us from Praia do Norte, Portugal, where he's competing in the Big Wave Awards. Good luck, Sebastian.
Thanks.